Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And I would also like to give you and accompany you with our music, entertainment, our news, and also soft information that can educate and entertain you. So please don't go anywhere because we begin our program with our news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First headlines. Jokowi cast vote wearing white shirt and Subianto cast ballot at polling stations in Bogor. Unique. Kami dan Banyuwangi polling station perform Barong Using. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Donald Pane. Incumbent presidential candidate Joko Widodo and wife Iriana Widodo cast their votes at polling station 008 located in the State Administrative Agency office in Gambir, Central Jakarta on Wednesday. Wearing white shirts, Jokowi and Iriana arrived at polling booth at 10 a.m. The president and Iriana showed their marked little fingers after casting their ballots. Jokowi said that he felt relief after giving his vote, saying that he would play with his grandchildren, and there was no plan yet to meet with chairman of the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, Megawati Soekarnoputri. Earlier on the day, Vice Presidential candidate Ma'ruf Amin cast his vote at polling booth 051 located at Delhi Street in Koja, No, Jakarta. Also wearing white shirt, Ma'ruf Amin has called on his supporters to color the polling booth white. Indonesian presidential candidate Prabowo Subianto visited polling booth 041 in Bojong Koneng Village, Babakan Madang Subdistrict, Bogor District in Central Java on Wednesday to cast his vote. Subianto, dressed in a white shirt and brown trousers, reached the polling booth at around 8:06 Western Indonesian time. Subianto was spotted in the company of Gerindra Party Vice Chairman Fadli John, whose name was also on the voter list at the polling station. Presidential candidate Subianto had earlier planned to cast his ballot at the polling booth at around 7 Western Indonesian time, in line with the agenda made public by the Prabowo Sandi Media Center. Before casting his vote, Subianto offered the dawn prayer at the Nurul Watan Mosque in Hambalang. After exercising his vote, Subianto head to his residence on Kertanegara 4th Street to keep a close eye on the results of quick count on the 2019 election. Radio Republic of Indonesia Research and Development, Education and Training Center is serious about holding election exit polls involving 2,000 volunteers. The main researcher at the Research and Development Center for Education and Training, Hendrasmo, explained that the involvement of volunteers, especially the local community, is very important so that it is easy to explore the data needed. It is admitted that it is not easy to approach voters, but he believes that RRE volunteers can do it. He said, if the voters do not want to share the information and distrust RRE reporter, then it will be difficult to dig the data. However, he hopes the RRE will not experience it. He also reminds that even though there has been a result of the exit poll, but RRE must comply with the rules. State-owned enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno turned off at the polling station 011 in the Patra Jasa residential area, South Jakarta, to exercise her franchise as the Indonesian ballot battle kick off. The minister further seized the opportunity to appeal to the media crew to participate in the elections by exercising their right to vote at their respective polling stations. Minister Sumarno, dressed in a white shirt with her children in tow, was seen at the polling station venue. Other working cabinet ministers who cast their food were Public Works Minister Basuki Hadimulyono and Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi at the Widya Chandra Housing Complex, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani in Bintaro, South Jakarta, Coordinating Minister for the Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution in Pancoran, South Jakarta, and Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Jonan in Cipete, South Jakarta. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. To increase the number of voters on general election this year, the members of the election committee at polling station 06 in Kemiren Village, Banyuwangi, use Barong custom. Based on the RRE outlook, the whole members of the election committee wear complete Barong Using custom with its accessories and music. The head of the ballot station 06 Mega Ayu Imamawati on Wednesday admitted that they have prepared it 1 week before. This time is taken because Kemiren is a Barong Using traditional village and to conserve Banyuwangi tradition. Meanwhile, one of the voters in Kemiren, Mastuki, said that he's amused with polling station committee do because it can relieve the tension during the voting. The committee members also dance during the voting process in running. Doctors and nurses of Saiful Anwar Hospital Malang are not worried to lose their rights on the election because two polling stations have been built in the backyard and front yard of the hospital. The two polling stations are actually owned by residents of Klojen Village, Klojen District, Malang City. But to facilitate hospital staffs, patients and the patient's family, the polling stations 03 and 15 were deliberately placed in the hospital area. As long as they carry the A5 form, voters who are not residents listed in the permanent voter list at the polling station can submit their voting rights. Suyanti, chair of the 15th polling station, when met by RRE on the sidelines of the voting process, said that the polling station present at the hospital was not only to serve residents who were admitted to the permanent voter list, but also additional DPT for the patients and people visiting the hospital. For those additional voters, they were given the opportunity to convey their voting rights from 7 o'clock Indonesian Standard Time. The Trade Ministry has targeted to increase non-oil and non-gas export by 8% or $175.8 billion this year by benefiting from the private era of the Industry 4.0, according to Indonesian Trade Minister Enggar Tiasto Lukita. This year, Indonesia has raised the target of non-oil and gas export growth to 8% or $175.8 billion in 2019 from the earlier 7.5% or $175 billion. In 2018, non-oil, non-gas exports stood at $162.8 billion. To that end, the government will focus on developing five priority sectors in the era of Industry 4.0, including the food and beverage, textiles, and garments, automotive, electronic and chemical industries. The minister is also committed to supporting national textiles and textile product industries to serve as key export sectors. The textile sector offers large hope and potential for the future. Textiles and textile products are one of Indonesia's key export commodities, which must grow and must not rely on imported raw and auxiliary materials. And the last item from the result of the quick count. The incumbent presidential candidate Joko Widodo urged his supporters to wait for the results of official election calculations from the General Elections Commission KPU. Joko Widodo at the Jakarta Theatre, Jakarta, on Wednesday afternoon said people have seen all the indications of the exit poll and quick count. But he asks his supporters have to be patient, waiting for the official, the General Elections Commission calculations. The Joko Widodo, Maruf Amin pair, according to a number of quick count results from several institutions, was superior compared to Prabowo Subianto Sandiaga Uno until 18:00 p.m. Indonesia Standard Time. Meanwhile, presidential candidate number 02, Prabowo Subianto, claimed his side won a quick count first in and Prabowo Sandi's internal exit poll, so he invited his supporters to remain calm and not provoked by irresponsible parties. Prabowo, at a press conference on Jalan Kertanegara, Jakarta on Wednesday afternoon, asked the volunteers and supporters of Prabowo Sandi to guard the victory in all polling stations and in the sub-district. The official results from the General Election Commission are targeted to be published on May 22, 2019. And listeners, that's the news. Now here is today's commentary on Election Day. April 17, 2019 is a historic day for the Indonesian people. As one of the largest democracies in the world, today Indonesia holds general elections. There are more than 190 million people who have the right to vote. The voting this time is special because it is carried out simultaneously at one time. Domestically, the elections for president and vice president, national and regional legislative council, and regional representative council are only conducted in one day, April 17. As for more than 2 million Indonesian citizens overseas, the voting was implemented earlier. Enthusiasm was shown by these voters by queuing at Indonesian representative offices in each country. When compared to general elections in India that are still ongoing today, there are system and time differences. First, India holds general elections to elect legislators. A party that wins a majority in parliament will rule either singly or in coalition. So there is no presidential election. Second, the time provided for elections is around 1 month, which is until next May. Both in Indonesia and India, the problem is the distribution of election equipment, which is widespread even to areas that are quite isolated. Meanwhile, both in Indonesia and India, the people do not only live in urban areas. The majority live in rural areas, even in remote areas that are relatively difficult to reach. Not to discuss the differences in the two countries' systems, but the sense of general elections both in Indonesia and in India is constitutional distribution of citizens' rights, giving the opportunity to the people to choose the best candidate for running the country. The people determine who they choose and the party they support. They also have the right to reject candidates who perform poorly or parties that ignore the expectations of the people. This is actually the sense of democracy. The people are in power, even though it may be seen on the election day. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia. Today in history, what occurred on April the 17th. I'll begin with April the 17th, 1960, the establishment of the Indonesian Islamic Student Movement. The Indonesian Islamic Student Movement is one of the elements of students who continue to aspire to make Indonesia a better future. This movement was established on April the 17th, 1960 in Surabaya, East Java, against the background of the political situation in the 1960s, which required students to take part in the social and political life in Indonesia. The establishment of the organization began with the strong desire of the Nahdlatul Ulama students to establish an Islamic ideological student organization of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. Turning to April 17, 1975, the Khmer Rouge occupies Phnom Penh and overthrows the Cambodian government. The days between 1975 to 1979 were dark times for the Cambodian people when the government was controlled by Pol Pot under the Khmer Rouge regime. The Khmer Rouge came to power after successfully overthrowing the Khmer Republic under Lon Nol on April 17, 1975. The fall of Lon Nol's regime gave a new hope for Cambodians to achieve peace after being trapped in a civil war since 1967. In reality, the Pol Pot regime, with its policies, actually added long suffering of the Cambodian people. I'll end today in history with World Hemophilia Day. Hemophilia is a genetic disorder in the blood caused by lack of blood clotting factors. This disease causes the slow blood clotting process if a wound occurs. The situation can lead to physical disability of the patient and eventually to death if not handled properly. April the 17th was chosen as the date of the World Hemophilia Day since 1989 in honor of the founder of the World Federation of Hemophilia, Frank Snabel, whose birthday falls on that day. Whereas the World Federation of Hemophilia is an international non-profit organization formed in 1963 with the aim of improving the quality of life for people with hemophilia and other bleeding disorders. Well, that was today in history, what occurred on April the 17th. From Voice of Indonesia to the world.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And don't go anywhere, because now I would like to give you next segment, what we call My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia, titled The Journey of Indonesia's Democracy. On April 17, 2019, Indonesian nation will hold simultaneous general election. Indonesia had held general elections 11 times since its independence from the colonizers in 1945. The impact of revolution after the proclamation of Indonesia's independence and the instability of cabinet were the reasons that the general election in Indonesia was held 10 years after its independence, namely in 1955. The first election in Indonesia was held in 1955. In the 1955 election, Indonesian people voted for members of House of Representatives, or DPR. The contestants came from 29 parties. Although Indonesia did not have any experience of organizing general election before, the 1955 election was carried out successfully and conducively. The Democracy Party was transparent and open for all Indonesian people. Therefore, foreign observers perceived that the 1955 election was the most democratic election that Indonesia has ever held. The general election in Indonesia underwent several changes with the passage of time. After the rebellion of the Indonesian Communist Party in 1965, which was successfully countered, the new order was established. The next election was held again during the new order regime, namely in 1971. The 1971 election was participated in by 10 parties. The 1971 election aimed to elect members of Indonesian House of Representatives and the Regional House of Representatives level 1 and 2, namely provincial and municipal levels. Later, the new order regime cut off the number of political parties into two parties, namely the United Development Party, or PPP, and the Indonesian Democratic Party, plus the functional groups, or Golkar. At the time, political parties were not allowed by the government to operate at villages. The general election started to be held regularly every 5 years, namely in 1977, 1982, 1987, 1992, and 1997. In 1998, the Reformation Movement successfully toppled the authoritarian New Order regime. The 1999 election was held differently. In 1999 election, 48 political parties competed to become members of House of Representatives and Regional House of Representatives. The 2004 election applied different system. For the first time in the 2004 election, Indonesian society elected not only legislative members, but also their president directly. The 2004 election applied the 3-person electoral threshold, so that the number of parties were restricted to 24 parties. Meanwhile, the 2009 election was participated in by 38 parties and local parties of Aceh province. The electoral threshold was superseded in the 2009 election by the 2.5% parliamentary threshold. From 38 parties competing in the election, only 9 of them passed the parliamentary threshold and secured their seats at the House of Representatives. The 2014 election was participated in by 12 parties, but only 10 parties fulfilled the 3.5% parliamentary threshold and secured their seats at the Indonesian House of Representatives. Furthermore, as many as 60 national parties and 4 local Acehness parties will take part in the 2019 election. There are 2 presidential candidate pairs in the 2019 election. Presidential candidate pair number 1, are Jokowi and his running mate Maruf Amin. Meanwhile, presidential candidate pair number two are Prabowo Subianto and Sandiaga Uno. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Semua ku lalui, takkan pernah berhenti.
Tell you to never believe, yeah, the past trying to get you, they were always trying to get you, trying to break you, just don't live a baby, don't you worry about a thing, makes you crazy, yeah, biarkan yang lalu pergi, mari jalani hari yang baru, jangan hilang semangatku.
That's the song entitled Lagu Hari Ini by GAC. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And you know, Indonesia is a very rich country. Indonesia is full of cultures. So if you want to know much more deeply about Indonesian culture, related to tourism and also local wisdom, now I want to give you our Indonesian wonder. Have a nice listening.
Hello listener, it's nice to meet you again in our program Indonesian Wonder with me, Amanda. Today, I will present to you about one of the historical buildings in Jakarta called Gelora Bung Karno Stadium. Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium is a multi-purpose stadium in Jakarta, Indonesia. This stadium is part of Gelora Bung Karno Sports Complex. It is mostly used for football matches. The stadium is named Bung Karno to honor the first president of Indonesia, namely Soekarno, who initiated the development of the sports complex. The stadium, which is located in the capital city of Indonesia, also becomes the center of campaign for the presidential candidates in the period of general election in Indonesia. For the first time, the stadium was opened in 1962. In the 2019 elections, Gelora Bung Karno Stadium became the place for presidential and vice presidential candidates to campaign. The candidates mobilized as many as supporters to enliven the stadium. In the campaign season this year, the stadium became an open mass campaign by the two pairs of the candidates. For the pair number one, Joko Widodo Ma'ruf Amin, they utilized the last session of the election campaign period on Saturday, April 13. Although the event started at 1 p.m. of local time, mass of the supporters of the pair had come to the stadium earlier since morning. Unlike the pair number two, Prabowo Subianto, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, both of them had started their campaign on Sunday morning, April 7, before the campaign was officially started. Prabowo Sandiaga, along with their supporters, performed subuh or morning prayer inside the stadium. Previously, the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium had seat capacity as many as more than 100,000. The stadium has been renovated several times. After being renovated, the seat capacity was reduced to 88,083. The Gelora Bung Karno Stadium becomes the main choice for the candidates to deliver their aspiration to Indonesian people. Referring to the large capacity, no wonder in every general election, which is held every 5 years, Gelora Bung Karno Stadium becomes the main choice as place to show supporters of the candidates and political parties. The luxury stadium is the pride of Indonesian nation, becomes the place to show the strength of mass number which can be gathered by political parties to end their campaign in Jakarta. The stadium is divided into 24 sectors, 12 entrances, upper and lower stands. The special feature of this stadium is the huge steel roof construction that forms a gigantic ring called the Mugelang or joint ring, something that was very rare in 1962. Besides sheltering the spectators in all sectors from the heat of tropical sun, this gigantic ring also means to emphasize the grandeur of the stadium. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder about the 2019 general elections. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Indonesia, sung by Goliad. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at the frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, if you want to know about soft information related to events, here is our miscellany.
Welcome back to Miscellany. In today's edition, I present you a special topic about treating homesickness at polling stations. Listener, the Party of Democracy Abroad took place earlier than in Indonesia. The voting at the polling station took place on April 13, 2019. The voting activities of the 2019 general election in Houston, the United States, were enlivened with a dangdut music event held by the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia, Houston. This was done to enliven the atmosphere of the election and treating the longing for the homeland. The Indonesian Consulate General in Houston opened the entertainment stage with various dances and dangdut karaoke performance by the visitors. This year's election really became a venue for the People's Party. The Indonesian Consulate General in Houston also held the Indonesian Spring Market 2019 Bazaar, filled with more than 40 booths. Various Indonesian souvenirs, clothes and snacks were offered at the bazaar that was attended by visitors from both the Indonesian community and the local community in Houston. Not only in the U.S., the excitement and nuance of Indonesian tradition can be seen in the elections in Budapest. The Overseas Election Committee, PPLN, and the Foreign Voters Organizing Group wore national clothes to explore the meaning of Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, unity in diversity. With their traditional Betawi clothes, Dayak and Bali, the people enliven the democratic process at the Indonesian Embassy in Hungary. To treat people's longing to Indonesian culinary, people can enjoy bakso or meatballs and nasi uduk, which were provided by the committee. In addition, the election party was also enlivened by the Surabaya High School 5 Choir, which is now competing in Budapest. They sang many Indonesian regional songs, such as Bungong Jempa and the Song of Kecak Dance. In Peru, the Indonesian embassy in Lima has looked lively since early morning. The atmosphere there also looks different. In the courtyard of the embassy building was built tents with red and white atmosphere and party cloth decorated tables. There was also prepared bakso or meatball and es buah or fruit ice menu in the backyard of the embassy. The residents can dance together, treating their homesickness. There were also Indonesian folk songs performance accompanied by Romo Vincent's guitar from Flores Island. The music performance also presented Alusio song, Gemu Famire, Poco Poco, Sajojo, Flobamora, as well as heroic songs like Halo Halo Bandung. There are still many excitement and uniqueness stories of the election party abroad. Far distance from the homeland is not dampened their love and concern for Indonesia's progress and development. That was today's edition of Miscellany with the topic Treating Homesickness at Polling Stations. Thank you for listening.
Ku lalui hanya menunggu dirimu, nada demi nada telah ku nyanyikan lantunan melodi jiwaku. Langkah demi langkah telah ku jalani untuk gapai cintamu padaku. Kata demi kata telah ku tuliskan puisi cintaku padamu. Ku nyanyikan lantunan melodi jiwa.
Of Indonesia.
Listeners, you have just listened music from Yuka Tamada with title Puisi Cinta. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And you know, next segment, I would also like to give you about music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. For today's edition, I present you to a song titled Bendera by Chocolate Dan. The song was composed by Eros Chandra, personnel of Sheila on 7 Group. Firstly, the song Bendera included in an original soundtrack film titled Bendera. The song was also included in the album titled Rasa Baru, released in 2001. The song Bendera is phenomenal and popular among the music lovers and often played at Heroic Day or National Days. The lyric tells about messages of strong nationalism. The lyric also depicts about spirit of maintaining nation's dignity. From the message, we all Indonesian people promise to continue to keep red and white remain fluttering. Well, listener, here is the song Bendera by Chocolate Band.
We'll be right back.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, we must end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention to listen to our program. And so please don't go anywhere, because after this, we have also another program that can entertain you and educate you. So stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at the frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. So don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, our Twitter at Voi Indonesia, and our email is voi@voinews.id.